Today I want to talk with you about an important subject, very important subject that we need to think about and we need to understand. And from the book of Ephesians chapter 2, our text for today, and it's one of my favorite scriptures. I hope it's one of yours, and you ought to take the time to mark it down in your Bible. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." That's Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. I want to talk with you a little while today about salvation by faith is a gift. Salvation by faith is a gift. In the book of Romans 5 and 1, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We're justified. We're made right to God by faith alone. And in Philippians 3 and 9, again Paul writes, "And be found in him, not having my own righteousness," that is, not by the way I live, how good I am, "which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Anyone that is saved by faith and by faith alone. No kind of human works or efforts is involved. Salvation is by the grace of God. It means we don't deserve it. We don't merit it. We haven't earned it. But God is saving all who will accept His Son as their Savior, repenting of their sin. He's saving them by faith and giving them salvation. Boy, that's good, isn't it? Boy, that's the best thing that can ever happen to anybody, anywhere, to be saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Today we have a great deal of ignorance in people's preaching and in people's believing. So many people will not accept what the clear Word of God says. It seems some people want to think they can do something in order to be saved or stay saved. And some are even in preaching and teaching stuff. You got to hold out. You got to do this. You got to belong to that. That's all untrue. Salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ alone. Yes, I'm going to believe the Bible. The Bible says in Jonah 2:9, that salvation is of the Lord. Man don't have anything to do with his salvation at all. Jonah understood that from the fish's belly. Salvation is of the Lord. The Lord is giving out salvation to those who he knows have repented of their sin and trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. None of us have anything whatsoever to do with our salvation. Nothing. Nothing. Salvation was worked out on the cross of Jesus Christ. That's where salvation was worked out. It was worked out by Jesus Christ himself when he took our place and paid our debt. So we can't do anything to get saved or stay saved, because salvation is a gift given to those who honestly repent of their sin and accept Jesus Christ and what he accomplished upon the cross. He paid for our sin by shedding His own blood. It took the blood of Jesus Christ to be shed on the cross to pay for our sin. And there's no shortcuts, by the way. We all come to the Lord the same way, by faith. And we believe in the same Savior who died on the cross, pouring out His life's blood in order to pay for our sin. Yes. Yes, we have these preachers and people today who think they've got to do something to get saved and stay saved. Yeah. Here's what the Bible says. Listen to what the Bible says. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. Folks, most anybody that can read can understand that salvation, we believe in our heart unto righteousness, and with our mouth we confess what we believe, that we believe Jesus died for me, and we accept Him by faith as our Savior. That's how anyone gets saved. There's no other way to get saved. Can it be any clearer than that? What about this scripture here then? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. That verse is all one needs to get saved, folks. That verse alone will save the whole world if they would believe it. Yes, God loved the world of mankind so much He gave His Son to die on a cross. And He paid for the sins of all the world that whoever would believe in Him as their own personal Savior. Now, do you know you're a sinner and that you're lost? You got to know that. You got to know that only Jesus Christ can save you. You got to know that. And if you're willing to acknowledge to God you're that sinner Jesus Christ died for, and you'll ask Him to forgive you and you'll trust Him to be your Savior, He'll save you. And He'll give you salvation. And that salvation will be eternal life. You'll live forever in the presence of Holy God one day, folks. Yeah. Faith in Jesus Christ brings salvation immediately. Right then and there, the moment you put your trust in Jesus Christ, you receive salvation. Notice, Jesus said He would give everlasting life. When one gets saved, they're saved forever. They're saved forever. In fact, the Bible says we are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. And the seal is the Holy Spirit Himself. And the Bible says we are being kept by the power of God once we have been saved, folks. It pays to know what the Bible says and believe what the Bible says. What peace it will give, what joy it will give to that soul that will rest in the Scriptures, because salvation is of the Lord and it's free to those who will turn from their sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why can't people believe the truth of the Scriptures? It troubles me that people can't believe the Word of God and be saved from their sin, have their life changed for good. God never changes a life for the bad. He always changes for the good. He gives everlasting life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the Bible means what it says and says what it means. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any person should boast. No one will ever walk up to God and say, God, aren't you glad that I held out? Aren't you glad I did this so I would get? No one's going to boast, folks. No. Salvation is by faith in what Jesus Christ did. It took the shed blood of Jesus Christ to wash us and cleanse us from our sins that condemned us. Yes. It is by the grace of God we're saved. We don't deserve to be saved. We don't merit to be saved. We've not earned any salvation. We don't have anything good at all in us. There is none good, no, not one, the Word of God says, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. No, we don't deserve salvation, but God wants us saved. Boy, that's interesting, isn't it? God wants you saved. God wants you saved. God wants everybody saved. He's not willing that anybody not be saved. But God's going to let you decide if you want to be saved. God's going to let you decide where you're going to spend eternity. And the condition of where you spend eternity depends on what you do with His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because He's the only Savior. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, the Bible says. No other plan of salvation. No other plan. We're saved by faith, and faith is given to us so we can be saved if we'll just believe. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen? That's what the Bible says. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, hearing about the Savior, hearing about who He is, hearing about what He did. Yeah, hearing about what He'll do for you. You'll confess your sins. Oh God, I'm that sinner that needs salvation, and trust Christ. Our salvation is a gift that we did not deserve, or we did not earn it. So, I want you to think about that today. Everybody is saved alike. Did you know that? Everybody is saved just alike. Nobody is saved any different from anybody else. We all have to be born again by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's no shortcuts. There's no other way. We all have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. As some have said in the past, the ground is level at the cross. We all come before the same cross on the same ground, and we stand there condemned. We look up at the one that took our place and paid our debt. We cry out, "Oh God, forgive me and save me," and trust Christ, and salvation is given by faith, by believing in Him. Everyone is saved alike, and when we are saved. Let me just emphasize that. And let me say something else. There's nobody more saved than anybody else. Think about that one. There's nobody no more saved than any other person. Everybody that's saved is given eternal life. Amen? Yeah. Everybody that's saved give the same thing. Eternal life. Salvation. It's a free gift. So, we're saved just alike, and one just as saved as the other. Praise God for such a great and wonderful plan of salvation. We all come to children of God the same way, by faith. By faith. We are saved because we believe that Jesus died for me. Yeah, you believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for you? If you don't, you can't be saved. You won't be saved. No, you won't be saved. We're sinners and we're lost. We're on our way to hell. Did you know that? And until we ask Jesus to be our Savior. Yeah. Let me say it this way again. There's no shortcut to salvation. There's only one way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, the Lord Jesus Christ said. No man can get to God except through Jesus Christ. Yes, and God knows that. People that believe in God, they're not saved. The devil believes in God. He's not saved. Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ is the one that died on the cross and paid for our sin. We must recognize he died for me. I'm the guilty one he died for. And we must humble ourselves and admit it and come to him. Humble as a child, the Bible says. Asking him to forgive us and asking him to be our Savior. And he turns nobody away. And when you really do that, he changes your life. So may I ask you today, has your life been changed since you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Has your life been changed? He changes lives. He makes a new person out of a person, yes. He makes a new person out of them. No one who has religion is saved. I've often heard people say, well, I went to church last night, or I went to the meeting the other day and I got religion. Well, is that all you got, religion? There's no salvation in religion, folks. God has never approved of any religion. He gave the Jews the only religion that he approved of, and that was Judaism, but it never saved a soul, and he gave it to the Jews to show them they needed something besides religion. You need Jesus. He's the Savior. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Jesus Christ is the only Savior that man must believe in, folks. Yes, he really is. No one who is just a church member is saved either. Well, I joined the church yesterday, or I joined the church. That don't make one saved. Makes no difference what kind of church it is, what kind of denomination it is. There's no salvation in membership of a church or in being baptized by a preacher. There's no salvation in all that. No. But if one is really saved, they ought to be baptized. They ought to join a local Bible church, get to working for the Lord, help get other people saved. Yeah. Only those who are born again believers in Jesus Christ are saved. And God knows who each and every one of them are. And he won't be fooled by anybody, folks. Jesus said to a religious man, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. John 3:5-7. Jesus insisted a person has to be born again to go to heaven, folks. Have you been born again? Have you really repented of sin? Have you really trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you really trusting him? Has he changed your life? Only you can answer that. Only you. There's no other Savior. There is no other way for anyone to be saved. Yet many people never seek the Savior. And just multitudes of people never have any interest in him. Isn't that sad? Isn't it sad that there's a Savior and people don't want him? That people have no interest in their very soul? They're so caught up in this life, the things of this life. They have no time to take care of the need of their soul that's perishing and will perish if they die without Christ. Yeah. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6 states. No one is more saved than anyone else. Let me emphasize that again. I know that may disturb some people, but it's still true. Let me say it again. No one is more saved than anybody else. Now, some people are more spiritual. Some people are more spiritual. And the more spiritual one is, the more rewards they'll get one day. But we're all saved just alike by faith. And one is given eternal life as much as the other is given eternal life when they are saved. That's important to understand. God saves everyone the same way and always has. People in the Old Testament were saved just like in the New, by faith. Abraham believed God. It was accounted unto him for righteousness, the Bible said. By faith, Abraham was saved 2,000 years before Jesus Christ. Yeah. In Romans 4, 2 and 3, for if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scriptures? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. The writer of Hebrew tells us that when we are saved, we are perfected. That is, our soul is healed of the disease of sin forever. That is why we will get a new body one day. It too will be a perfect body without sin. That work of grace that's been done in our heart, that new man that's been brought into existence by salvation, it won't sin. It can't sin. But these bodies we live in, we can allow them to sin. And we can be chastened by the Lord as children of God when we allow these bodies we are living in to be involved in sin. That's why Romans chapter 6 is so important, that it tells us how we must control our bodies. We must control the members of our body. We must make the members of our body come under control, keep them under control by the Spirit of God that indwells us to help us to live a godly, holy life. Our soul is going to live forever one day in this new body we're going to get at the rapture of the church. That's when we're going to get our new body. Then this new man that we are today by salvation, we're entering into that new glorified body. It'll be an eternal body in which we'll live forever without any sin again. No nature of sin. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Those that are sanctified are the set apart ones. We're set apart because we've been perfected. We are a new man in Jesus Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Do you have a new life? Has your life been changed? Do you love the Lord today? Do you enjoy serving the Lord today? Are you living for the Lord today? This is important. We're now the children of God when we get saved. And we're now the saints of the Lord when we get saved. And we're now a kingdom of priests of the Lord when we get saved. And we will never, ever revert back to being lost sinners and condemned. Praise God for that. Praise God for that, because we're being kept by the power of God. Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. When one person gets saved, makes no difference who that person is, they are sealed, the Bible says, with the Holy Spirit of promise. God puts his mark on those that believe in Jesus Christ. And as I've already stated earlier in this message, we're being kept by the power of God. If we were really a born again child of God. Born again, praise God. Salvation is a gift. And when we receive this gift, we receive eternal life. Get it. We're saved forever when we are saved. I know it rankles a lot of people to hear this. Some people just can't take it. But I'm going to stay with the Bible. God saved me. And he's keeping me. Praise God. Yeah, you cannot find any person in the Bible who was saved and then got unsaved. You can't find a person like that in the Word and the Scriptures. Some people even say if you smoke after you're saved, you'll lose your salvation. Can you believe such? Yeah. Yeah. You know, if that's the case, then you are being saved by works. But the Bible says it's not of works. It's by faith we're saved. And when we are saved, how holy and godly and spiritual a life we live will determine if we get any rewards. Now, there will be many Christian people who probably will get to heaven and receive no rewards. They didn't live a disciplined, faithful life, but they were saved. Bible teaches that. The Bible teaches that if you live godly and holy and righteous, you earn rewards that you'll receive when you get to heaven. So God blesses us in this life as we obey him, but when we get to heaven, he's going to reward us if we've been faithful in serving him while we were here, folks. Yeah. Praise God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The proof we're sinners? Just look around you, the people dying, and you're on the docket one day to die. My friends, every one of us, God has set a date on the calendar when we die, and there's nothing that can prevent that from happening unless the rapture was to take place and we would be called up to be with the Lord. Other than that, we all going to die because we're sinners. We're sinners. But God loves sinners. Amen. I'm glad God loves sinners. Amen. But he hates our sin now. He hates our sin. That's the reason we got to be saved. We got to be washed in the blood now in order to go to heaven, folks. Yeah. He loved us so much, he sent his son to die the most horrible death there's ever been. When God poured out his wrath on his son hanging on the cross, there's never been a person that suffered like Jesus Christ. Oh, because of the love of God and the love of Christ for you and you and you and you and everyone, everywhere. Yeah. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Praise God. The good news is the Lord has made it simple for one to be saved. Has not asked you to do anything. Not a thing you can do, because everything was accomplished on the cross when Jesus took our place and paid our debt. All that's asked of us is to believe on Christ as our Savior, knowing we're lost, knowing we need salvation, knowing that God's Son has took care of our sin on the cross. What we need to realize is all of our sin and guilt was transferred from us to Jesus when he died in our place. He took our judgment and he paid our debt so we could live with him forever if we would just believe in who he is and what he has did for us, folks. Isn't that wonderful? Now that's God's love. That's God's love, folks. That's God's mercy in providing us a Savior. It's the very grace of God. And when he saves us, he gives us eternal life at that very moment of salvation. And Jesus said in John 10, look down at verse 27 in your Bible with me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Are you following Jesus today? You better be careful in your answer now. Are you really following Jesus? And I give unto them eternal life, those that's following. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one, Jesus said. You see, we're in the hand of Jesus. Boy, that's security, isn't it? But Jesus said, hey, that we also are in the Father's hand. So we have double security, folks. We're safe. We're saved. Our salvation is secured. We're not going to be lost. He's not going to lose any of us that he has saved, because that's his goal, is for us to be saved. And once we would trust his Son as our Savior, we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We've been given eternal life, and now we're being kept by the power of God. And God is looking out for us, and will one day bring us home. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Let me point out that all of us who are saved sinners. We're saved sinners. Now, God doesn't deal with us as sinners once he has saved us. We're still sinners, but he don't deal with us as sinners. We're his children now. He don't call us sinners. He don't deal with us as sinners. We're going to still sin, but we're his children now. We've been promoted to be children of God. Amen? Praise God. We're children of God now. We're in the family of God now. Yeah. And none of us are perfect in the flesh. Even the Apostle Paul had a struggle, Romans chapter 7. Let me share these verses with you. Now then, let me go back up here. If then I do that which I would not, Paul wrote, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that doeth it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. That's Romans chapter 7, verse 15 through 18. The Apostle Paul realized he was saved, but he also noted that the flesh, the body, was still sinful. And he was having to learn how to deal with it. And that's what you and I and all believers have to learn to do. How to deal with this sinful body we live in. How we learn to control it, to deny the lust thereof, and live a life that's godly and holy, because he has put his Holy Spirit within us to give us the power to live a righteous life if we'll live by the word of God. Yeah. There's no Christians who do not sin. Oh, I've had several people, even a minister one time told me he didn't sin. Oh, folks, oh, how deceived he was. Yeah, we all sin. And Paul said, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Yeah, and the truth is not in us. If we say we don't sin, that we just sin then. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 1, verses 8 through 10. Yeah. As Christian men and women that's been saved by the grace of God, we are to live our life in fellowship with the Lord. That is, we're to live by God's word, being led by God's Spirit. If we'll do that, we can enjoy fellowshipping with the Lord each day of our life. Yeah, we can enjoy the Lord. We'll have His peace. We'll have joy. Oh, we'll have the love of God in our hearts. Life will be so much sweeter. Yes, it will. But we must be sure to keep our sins confessed, recognize our shortcomings. We're not perfect people in the flesh. We got to deal with it. Yeah, temptation is all around us in this world we live in today, folks. We have to be careful. Have you confessed your sin and asked Jesus to be your Savior? As a Christian, do you daily ask the Lord to forgive you, keep your heart clean, and seek to draw nigh to God? That's what we should be ever doing, seeking to draw nigh to God. And the Bible says He'll draw nigh to us. Yes, we're sincere, wanting to draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to us. Yeah. He saved you with an everlasting salvation, but He's going to test you from time to time to see how faithful you are. So learn to love the Lord and serve the Lord with all your heart. Read His word faithfully each day. Pray each day. More than one time a day, especially in the car ride down the highway, you better be praying, amen? Yeah. Yes, love the Lord, serve the Lord. He saved you with an everlasting salvation. You're one of His children now. One day He's going to bring you home, living in an eternal paradise. Boy, what a time we're going to have. Oh, what a future that's waiting for all of us wise enough to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you trusted Christ? Maybe today you need to come to the altar and ask the Lord to just cleanse your heart for anything that's displeasing to Him in your heart and in your life. Maybe you need to come pray for someone that needs salvation. Maybe there's someone in the congregation today that needs to come and trust Jesus as your own personal Savior. He wants to save you. He'll save you if you'll just come and ask Him. Yeah, He wants to save you. He wants you to live with Him forever. Yeah, maybe you have some trouble or some burden or some trial. You need to come to the altar today. Bow down before the Lord and call on Him. He's a merciful God. Oh, He delights to show mercy. He's great in mercy. He has plenty of mercy, the Bible says. Come to Him. Put your trust in Him. Yeah, learn to depend on Him. Submit to Him. You won't ever regret it. Heavenly Father, how blessed we are for the salvation You provided for us through Jesus Christ. Thank You for loving us. Oh, we praise You today. We love You today. We need You today. Oh, God, look at these that's come today to bow down before You at the altar. Lord, petition in heaven. Lord, You know the needs. You know the concerns. No, Lord, You're able. Yes, You're able, Lord, to take care of all of them. Have Your way. And we ask You to dismiss us in Your love. And we'll pray always in our Savior's name. Amen and amen.